So, Irish Renaissance, but we're actually talking about another kind of a Renaissance. I'm going to be speaking to Stephen Jabba. Stephen, what's it like being an actor in what is regarded as a South African classic? We are talking about Hello and Goodbye.
Well, it's quite a humbling experience, actually. You often approached by people who say, this is my favourite text of all plays. Not just everything that Athol wrote, but all plays in existence. So it's something that one must have an enormous respect for and care for. Even if you don't have a history with a piece, you better develop one.
I think that's very important, actually. So Athol Fugard's Hello and Goodbye is something I think a lot of our listeners might even remember seeing for the first time in the Space Theatre once upon a time. So
with the man himself.
It's the man himself and Yvonne Briceland and his iconic figures like that. Mm-hmm. So tell us about how you approached it and how you became comfortable with fitting into a particular period and particular style, perhaps, of theatre.
Well, I think the most important thing with a piece like Hello and Goodbye that deals with very, very blue-collar characters is to perhaps walk a little bit in those shoes. It's been part of my preparation to just make sure that I spend as much time in perhaps a poorer community in Cape Town. Wynberg is my nearest port of call. I spend a lot of time hanging out at the station there, just seeing, you know, different people coming and going and moving and interacting with one another. It's led to some rather startling discoveries, I must say. For once, well, straight off the top of my head, xenophobia is very much alive and well, I'll say that much, which is perhaps a slightly different complication than those faced by poorer communities back in the time of Hello and Goodbye's writing. But it's been a very interesting preparation, I must say.
You synthesized a whole set of circumstances, because when we look back at Hello and Goodbye, I mean, as you said, it's a particular time, I think it's the 60s, am I right?
Yes, published in 1965. It deals with a period just before that, 1963, but it also references the Great Depression and the 40s into the 50s. I mean, there's a lot of history invested in what these characters are discussing.
But do you find that the issues are similar to what we've facing today? You've mentioned xenophobia, maybe that wasn't as apparent then, but what are the issues that you think you are sensitized to through this particular play?
Well, first and foremost, it deals with a family. It deals with siblings. So there's a similarity between Hello and Goodbye and an earlier work of his, Blood Knot, except in this case, you have a brother and a sister as opposed to two brothers. The dynamic is quite intriguing because the son has stayed a dutiful son, tended to his ill father, while the daughter, after the death of her mother, decides to run away and is not heard of for 12 years. So the outset of the play, and the bulk of its majority, is dealing with trying to reunify this family, and the rather surprising results of this attempted reunification.
Now, I don't think we want to
give away too much, of course.
No, indeed not. But, you know, you've tried Wynberg Station. In fact, it all took place in Port Elizabeth, which is Athol Fugard's hometown. Mm-hmm. Is there a particular sense or particularity that one can bring to the play about that particular set? Is it important that one knows where it takes place? Or is it just more universal than...
Google Earth was very useful in that regard, but with regards to actually getting feet on the ground on Upper Valley Road in Port Elizabeth, I have not. But it is analogous to a lot of communities in South Africa. I mean, it was a white neighbourhood, but a very poor white neighbourhood. And so you don't have to look too far to find similar situations.
And is class really the major issue, or is race a predominant one? I mean, what comes through, do you think, that, as I say, it's such a particular play and has such a particular history and sort of reminds one of activist days and all of that sort of stuff. Do the themes come through, or is there sort of different sense of what's important now?
For one of Athol's early works, I think it's quite unique in that it doesn't deal primarily with race. It is dealing with two ethnically white, you know, not mixed at all, brother and sister, and the focus is firmly on their relationship, and their relationship with their estranged father, and their mother, their late mother. So actually, it's quite a unique early Athol in that it is not so. It doesn't play the race note as heavily.
Okay. And well, and his family dynamics, which still remains very good at his last play, at the Fugard, which dealt with the aging man and his grandson, and the family dynamic there. So I think he, you know, does maintain those essential family values and trying to stretch them and strain at them. But so many plays are about those sort of dysfunctionalities and how different children address and don't address it. So tell us more, who's in the play with you? Who is the other half? Who's the sister?
My sister is played by Melissa Dubell, who is actually the founder of Sugar Daddy Production Company. She is the producer of the piece and lobbied very hard to get the rights, got them directly from Mr. Athol Fugard.
And I believe he is in Cape Town at the moment, so I think he comes to see you and puts you on the spot, does he?
I should hope so. We'd be very, very, very privileged if he'd come and see us.
Good. Well, it's going to take place, I see, from the 13th, so that's on Monday night you start. It continues until the 20th of October. It's at 7 p.m. at the Alexander Upstairs Theatre. We've been speaking to Stephen Jubber. And I suppose if you want to book and all of that, you just go to the Alexander website, which you can do.
www.alexanderbar.co.za. It's a very, very friendly interface. You won't
just
have any trouble
again.
Then.
Yeah, I've used it. And
www.alexanderbar, that's one word, .co.za.
And you can easily book. It also even gives you a phone number if you prefer using the old-fashioned phone to do things like that. So we've been speaking to Stephen Jubber. It's about the South African classic Hello and Goodbye, which is coming back from Monday to the 25th of October at Alexander Upstairs Theatre.